Happy Thursday afternoon, Carbondale. My name is Megan Tackett. It is 4:01 p.m. and this is KDNK, Carbondale Community Access Radio, Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, the Roaring Fork Valley, and beyond. This is Everything Under the Sun, our little half-hour news program on Thursday afternoons, where we talk about everything that's in the Soper Sun, your weekly nonprofit newspaper. And on this fine Thursday afternoon, I am joined by not just some buddy program representatives, but some very specific buddy program representatives. So would you care to introduce yourselves to our fair listeners?
Sure. I'm Brooke Bockelman. I'm the program director at the Buddy Program.
I'm John Brazier. I'm the senior lead program coordinator.
Fantastic. Full disclosure, I was like, why don't you introduce yourselves? Because John, I was like, how do you pronounce his name? Is it Brassier? Is it Brazier?
If you want to be correct French, yes, it is Brassier.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, now we know. Well, thank you so much for joining. And one of your buddy participants, one of the buddies, as it were, made the front page of the newspaper this week.
Yes, it's very exciting. Thank you for doing that.
Oh, absolutely. I was so thrilled. It was, you know, there's never a dull moment in news. I got a phone call from EcoFlight saying, hey, we know you're in Carbondale, but if you leave in 15 minutes, you can make our last flight out of Aspen Airport. And I was like, yes, I shall do that. And then I was so pleasantly surprised to find out that it wasn't just a random charter flight to get some scenery, right? It was a whole outdoor leadership program that you all do with EcoFlight, but it's part of the LEAD program at the Buddy Program?
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of people know the Buddy Program as a more historic mentoring nonprofit and really know about our one-to-one mentoring programs. But we're also really pleased to offer what we call our LEAD program, which stands for Leadership Through Exploration, Action, and Discovery. It's a group experiential mentoring program for teenagers. And a lot of what we do is work to build life skills through the lens of backcountry travel. Our flagship program through LEAD is a year-long outdoor leadership class that we offer in partnership with our local public high schools. So we offer the class at Roaring Fork High School here in Carbondale, as well as at Basalt High School, and new this year over in Rifle at Rifle High School.
Congratulations.
Yeah, so exciting. We also have a middle school model that's a little bit less intensive than the high school one. But through the course of the year at the high school level, students engage with us for 300 hours of programming, which is completely incredible that they give us that much time.
Yes.
And we love the youth that we get the opportunity to work with. EcoFlight's one of many partners that helps us with some of the educational components that we're teaching in that program.
Definitely, definitely. And I will, full disclosure, when I was talking to John for the article, I was one of those people that had a very limited scope of what the Buddy Program did. I completely thought it was just that sort of one-on-one thing. So I was so thrilled to learn all about it. And, you know, John, one of the things that I didn't have the word count in the article, you're always a slave to word count, but you and I had chatted, those students that are going through that 300-hour, year-long intensive, they're actually getting CMC credit potentially in
Yes, if they sign up for it, it's available for sophomores through seniors, and they get 5 credit hours. They get a class called Mountain Orientation, Non-Technical Mountaineering, and Canyon Orientation. It's a wonderful program that we have set up with CMC. So yeah, it's all free to them, and they walk away with 5 credit hours.
That's fantastic. Now, for the student that might be listening to KDNK, they just got out of school or they're driving or whatever, and they're thinking, wait, what? You know, you guys are technically then adjunct staff for CMC. Can you speak a little bit about what those credit hours you just said, you know, mountaineering and yes, canyoneering, how could that fit into a larger picture for somebody who wanted to follow up on it?
So it's through their outdoor education department, and they get to explore those areas if they want to become, you know, an outdoor educator or potentially work in the field of, you know, with the U.S. Forest Service or something like that. It's a good entry program for them to do that.
That's awesome.
And one of the things that's really cool about that partnership with CMC is whether a student graduating from one of our local high schools intends to enroll at CMC or whether they intend to be college bound somewhere else, a lot of colleges will observe that credit once they're graduating. So students who are in this unique outdoor leadership class that we offer at the high school level are really, they're able to earn high school credit at the same time that they're getting that free college credit, and then they can carry that forward with them. So it's basically free college. That's incredible.
Great. I know. I think people don't understand these days just how valuable that is. College credits are getting more expensive every year. So that's amazing. That's amazing. Yeah. How long has that partnership existed?
The partnership with CMC is in its third year, and our outdoor leadership program itself is in its sixth year here in Carbondale.
Mm-hmm. 4 years at Basalt.
Nice.
And then first year in Rifle.
Wow, very cool. So as it's grown and continued on, and you, as you've said, I think I even called it like the buddy system, right? Was the subhead for the article, because this kind of program doesn't just exist from one entity, right? You've got CMC, you've got EcoFlight. Those are just two partnerships that we've talked about. How do you identify potential partners, and what does reaching out and establishing those relationships look like?
Right. It's a great question. And really, our predominant or most visible partner in this project is our local school district. So we're really lucky to be able to have some creative thinking school districts here in our area that are open to a nonprofit partner coming in and offering education opportunities to students at their school. And then beyond that, we've worked really hard to recognize that there's a lot of great organizations in this valley who are doing this amazing work already, and we don't need to recreate the wheel, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So what we've looked to do is just identify what makes sense for our curriculum and then reach out to other partners in the area who are already doing that similar work. And so we've got quite a list of folks that we've been able to collaborate with over the years. Roaring Fork Outdoor Volunteers has been a great partner that helps teach about stewardship and trail work and gets us out giving back to our community. The Aspen Center for Environmental Studies has been a partner for some of our teaching about winter backcountry travel and some snowshoe touring. Wilderness Workshop helps support our public lands management unit. Of course, we've been talking about EcoFlight already, connecting to that unit as well.
Aspen Expeditions, helping with their guides. Yeah, all great stuff.
Wow. Yeah. I feel like every week, no matter with whom I'm speaking about whatever cool thing is happening, it always just comes back to, we are so lucky. There are so many amazing, as you just rattled off, like tons of incredible just organizations doing so many wonderful things. And the fact that everybody is so open-minded and open to that collaboration, I just think really speaks volumes, not only to a lot of the, again, opportunities, but also the stewardship of those organizations. I mean, it's really impressive. I think it's really easy to say, oh, this is a good cause, but the people that are behind it, that are making those things happen, you know, not all nonprofits are created equally and run as efficiently and effectively as you all do. So kudos to you for what you've accomplished.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned, Wilderness Workshop kind of helping with the BLM component and you know, the public lands management. That was one of the things that, you know, my experience being up in the plane with the kids and speaking with some of the kids that have been through the EcoFlight component before, that kind of field trip, you know, they really emphasize that you're not up there to just say, ooh, pretty mountains. It was so neat hearing Bruce Gordon, the founder of EcoFlight, who happened to be piloting the flight we were up on. He made no bones about it. I thought it was so apt and cool that we were up doing that, talking about the importance of public lands and emphasis on public and how that is, they belong to everybody in this country on Election Day. I thought that there was just poetry in that.
Yeah, it was definitely very magical, and we're so thankful for EcoFlight for offering that opportunity. The kids really take something away from it, and they realize that this is their home and they're the future voters, and they're gonna hopefully try to protect our lands.
It resonated. They were willing to speak to that very, very clearly, and it's just always cool for an adult to be able to say, you know what, no, we're going to be okay. If you get to know the kids, we're going to be okay. Mm-hmm. They're really civic minded, I think.
Yeah, some faith in the future generations for sure.
Absolutely, absolutely. And speaking of kind of the future and going in a good direction, one of the other things that I was able to speak with Spencer about that didn't make it into the article, but he's already planning on, you know, becoming a buddy and getting more involved with the buddy program thanks to, you know, his experiences through the LEAD program. I always feel like I say program a thousand times when talking about all this, but you know, is it kind of sort of that, you know, cyclical? Do you see that kind of recruitment happening for the program?
Yeah, I think we see, you know, the Buddy Program as a mentoring nonprofit, especially for those who aren't familiar with our work, has been around in the Roaring Fork Valley for 45 years. We're celebrating our 45th anniversary this year.
And happy birthday.
That launched with the one-to-one mentoring programs that I mentioned earlier years ago. And this group experiential mentoring program is much, much newer to us. But in addition to the group work that we're doing with youth, we do have adult volunteer mentors who engage with youth in the community and spend typically on average it's 3 to 4 times a month meeting with a little buddy that they're connected with. We also have high school youth who volunteer in our elementary school and middle schools. And they are mentoring younger little buddies as well. And we definitely see students engage with different programs at different points in their lives. And one of the reasons we wanted to offer this group opportunity was we recognize that not every student at every point in their path is going to either be a high school big buddy themselves or is going to be a little buddy working with an adult volunteer in the community. And so the group program gives a different way for students to get engaged. But then we also watch students flow between the different programs over time, which is really, really fun. You know, we have a lot of youth that we have the opportunity to work with for 7 years, 8 years, 9 years. We just had a student graduate last year from high school who'd been engaged with multiple different programs that we offer over the course of 12 years.
Oh,
so it's really
goodness.
Incredible when we see that happen.
Oh, yeah. I was able to speak with Madison Meyer, was one of the sophomores. She's a sophomore at Basalt High School. And she was, you know, she just lit up when she was speaking about the buddy program largely. She was so excited to get on a flight. Absolutely. She was so cute. As soon as the plane touched down, she's like, that beat biology, right? But when she was talking about the buddy program, that was really when she was in her element, because she had been that little buddy in elementary school and middle school. And now in her high school years, she had flowed into the more group mentorship offerings that LEAD has. And, you know, she was just able, and she said, you know, in addition to being able to mix and create friendships and community with kids of all different ages, she still has regular contact and has maintained a relationship with her buddy from her elementary school days. I mean, how special is that?
Yeah, it's amazing the stories that we hear all the time that, you know, it totally resonates and it works really well. And we're so glad that she's still with us and continuing on.
Very cool. So, if there are adult listeners who are listening to this, you know, we've spoken quite a bit about the LEAD program and the group mentorships. And, you know, I'm just thinking, man, where was the Ohio LEAD base when I was in high school? I want to go backpacking. But for an adult that's listening and kind of thinking is inspired, you know, our station manager, Gavin Dahl, is a big buddy, right?
Right. Thanks, Gavin.
Yes.
Right? How does an adult approach the buddy program and say, I want to get involved with this?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have further information on all of our programs, but specifically also have information for potential mentors on our website, and that's www.buddyprogram.org. And we welcome any interested potential adult mentor volunteer to reach out to us that way or via phone. Our office phone number is 970-920-2130. The process really looks like connecting with our recruitment director, meeting to learn a little bit more about the commitment of what it's like to become a big buddy to make sure that that's a good fit. And then we go through a pretty intensive intake process where we get to know our mentors and simultaneously we're doing the same thing with our potential mentees and getting to know them and their families. And we're really, really careful about navigating a process where we're going to match a big buddy with a little buddy that has common interests and they're going to be able to enjoy their time together. And we also go through a really intensive background checking and screening process because we want to make sure that our programs are as safe as they can be for our little buddies coming in. So we love to let potential big buddies know about that ahead of time, but we always are looking for new big buddies and encourage people to reach out if it's something that may be of interest.
That's awesome. So being a big buddy doesn't necessarily mean, oh gosh, I don't know, you know, seventh grade math anymore, and how am I going to be a good you know, it might just be being a positive influence and going to the park together.
Exactly. It's like, mm-hmm. oh my gosh, I love to cook, and that is something that I can share with my little buddy. Or I love to get out skiing, and so that's something that I would have the opportunity to do with a little buddy. And we really like to say, you know, that we get to change two lives through the connections of our mentoring relationships, and that this can be really positively impactful for our big buddies as well as for our little buddies.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, thank you both so much for joining me. Is there anything that I didn't ask that you wish I had that you want the listeners to know?
I think you pretty much nailed it.
Thanks so much, Megan.
Eyes got so big. No, thank you so, so much. You are welcome to hang out and chat. I'm going to discuss kind of the rest of the stuff in the newspaper, but if you've got things back in the office you need to attend to, my feelings are not hurt either. Have you guys gotten a chance to see the paper yet? Do you want copies?
Yeah,
it looks great.
I shared it in my class today. Unfortunately, the student on the cover there was not in class today.
Oh.
She was homesick, but I texted her, and she was very, very excited. Excited that she was on the front page.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad. I was so excited about that shot. I am very much a writer first, and just now, very much at the behest of Will Grandbois, my editor, being like, no, you should expand, like, you know, take the camera out, you know, play with this. And I am not a confident photographer, but she was just so dang photogenic, and it was such a great shot. So I was thrilled when it came out.
Yep. Yeah, that's awesome. Thanks so much, Megan, for having us. And you know, one other thing we should say is swing by and see us anytime. We have two offices. So in Aspen, we're located at the Red Brick Building, and here in Carbondale, we're at the Third Street Center. So that's
right
another way
door.
To reach us. So yeah, and we'll see you back at Third Street soon.
Yeah. Bye.
Thank you again.
Thank you so much, both of you. Cheers. So if you are just tuning in, that was Jason Brazier and Brooke. Buckleman, Brooke Buckleman of the Buddy Program. And if you haven't seen the newspaper yet for this week, the Soper Sun, then pick up a copy. And they made the cover story for their partnership with EcoFlight. So definitely always seeking new big buddies. And they've got all kinds of cool partnerships with other organizations and working with the school districts so that our young people really, truly are able to get exposed to just some awesome outdoor education and learning some very serious leadership chops along the way. I am Megan Tackett, reporter with the Soper Sun. You are listening to Katie and Kay, Carbondale Community Access Radio. For at least another 10 minutes or so, we are listening to Everything Under the Sun, a little new show where I get to bring in guests like the Buddy Program crew and chat about, you know, a lot of times you always, as the reporter, you get to hear the whole story and it is so neat and you get so invested, and then you turn around and you're like, oh no, I only have 650 words. How am I possibly going to do the story justice in 650 words? So it's nice to be able to bring sources into the radio and kind of just tell the rest of the story behind the story, and radio listeners get to enjoy that. So this is a call-in show. I'm going to start chatting about some of the other articles that made this week's paper. There was a lot of just really feel-good, cool things going on that made the paper this week. And so if you're listening and have thoughts that you'd like to contribute on the air, give me a call at the studio. It's 963-2976. Again, that's 963-2976. Speaking of feel-good stories, the First Bank, the local First Bank branch, did something so, so cool last week on November 7th. I thought it was really, really neat. And our freelancer, or now correspondent, I suppose, technically, is Justin Patrick. He was able to make it when I was not. So, Justin, you were lucky. I love Free Range Kitchen and Wine Bar in Basalt. It's one of my favorite restaurants in the Valley. And on November 7th, there were servers, quote unquote, but they were not really servers. They weren't your typical waiter and waitresses. They were undercover and actually First Bank staff that were posing as servers. And at the end of the evening, they, instead of getting a bill, diners at Free Range Kitchen were instead informed that no worries, it was taken care of. Don't worry at all. First Bank just wanted to pay it forward for diners, just as a really cool way to demonstrate kindness. And it was all for a larger cause, because hopefully they really truly were paying it forward. On December 4th, there is Colorado Gives Day. And Colorado Gives Day is one of my favorite days of the year. And I know that sounds really cheesy, but we were just talking about how many amazing nonprofit organizations are in our backyard alone. And Colorado Gives Day is a day that really just reminds people that these kinds of organizations don't just happen magically. There's not a money tree growing in the backyard somewhere. And it really encourages people to set aside some money for their favorite causes. And so with the stunt, I guess, at Free Range Kitchen, if you were there that evening, then the First Bank server, undercover server, took care of your meal with the encouragement that, hey, remember that this happened and it was wonderful and it felt really good. And maybe you can pay that forward on December 4th, which is Colorado Gives Day. Almost every nonprofit organization that you can imagine has a Colorado Gives Day campaign of sorts. So I will be the first person to start planting that seed in people's mind and pay it forward, even though I wasn't able to make it to Free Range Kitchen and enjoy that. I also was able to do a little Our Town installment. Our Town is a neat little series that we do at the newspaper, in which, you know, there, in addition to amazing organizations, there are just amazing individuals and fun human beings that, you know, you may not otherwise see in the newspaper. And so we want to highlight them for no other reason than the fact that they are awesome, and we're going to highlight them for the sake of it. Gosh darn it. And I got the opportunity to do that this week with Megan Griffiths. And I was so excited and tickled to be able to do that, because she has only been in the United States, much less Carbondale, for about a week and a half now. And if you'd like to meet Megan, she's the newest volunteer at Kalundu Coffee, which is the coffee shop in the Third Street Center. It is, if you haven't had a reason to go to the Third Street Center, their coffee is absolutely a good enough reason. You should check it out. They serve great coffee. And they're also a nonprofit, because currently Kalundu Coffee is a nonprofit and all of its profits goes toward funding an orphanage in Zambia that the owner, Lance Norton, does a lot of work with. He brought Megan Griffiths in from Wales, where he and his wife Stacy used to work. They met in Wales, and she still needed to finish school. She's only 18 years old, so she wasn't able to commit to a trip abroad until she at least had finished her schooling, but she did, and then took him up on his offer and is now working at Kalundu Coffee, not only training as a barista, but also helping with the rebranding. Kalundu Coffee is going to be Blue Spruce Coffee soon, and so she is getting hands-on helping with some of the menu changes and some of the changes to the aesthetic of the store. When I was chatting with her, she was getting the new Instagram account set up, and she really has only been meeting people through that coffee shop. So I got to sit down with her and kind of hear her story a little bit. She's absolutely darling, has a wonderful energy, and all she wants to do in the world right now is make friends in Carbondale. So go say hi to Megan over at Kalundu, soon-to-be Blue Spruce Coffee. Was able to also sit down, if you're looking for weekend plans and you want to venture up Valley, go to the Wheeler Opera House. Aspen Community Theater's production of Big River is kind of coming to a close. This is their closing weekend. And there are a lot of Carbondale local familiar faces that are in that show. Gerald DeLisser is very, very, you know, he's full-time actor at the Vaudeville Review. He's been at Thunder River Theater several times. He's in the improv troupe, you might have recognized him from. He is co-starring in Big River, which is such an important show right now. It's a musical retelling of Mark Twain's Adventures of Huck Finn. And he is co-starring with another Carbondale local, Patrick Kelleher, who is a Roaring Fork High School student. And so I was able to sit down with him. This show is so well covered, and for good reasons. It's already gotten so much local acclaim. But I wanted to be able to talk about something a little bit more specifically Carbondale local that hadn't been covered before. And so I was able to do that because another Carbondalian who is playing Miss Watson is Danny Kopf. And Denny comes from Soul Theater as well as a director, a stage manager, and she has known Patrick his entire life. And she has stage managed him, she has directed him, she has mentored him. But this is the first time in the history of their relationship that they've actually gotten to perform together. And it was really sweet to sit down with the two of them and get insights about the evolving roles in that relationship and moving from mentor-mentee to really seeing each other as peers and getting even closer. And, you know, Danny mentioned that Patrick's interested in potentially directing, and he's asked her if she's interested in perhaps an assistant director in the future. So I have a feeling that there are many, many more stories that those two will share with local audiences together in the future. And I really, really appreciated them sitting down with me. And speaking of Roaring Fork High School, this is also one of our editions that features The Rampage, which is Roaring Fork High School's newspaper. And it is a great newspaper. I have been scooped before by high school students that write for The Rampage. And so it was really great. They've got an article here saying, you know, how are we celebrating Dia de los Muertos? Because Carbondale knocked it out of the park with the Dia de los Muertos celebration. So it was neat to get their take on that. It is an article in Spanish, which I personally really love. I would love to see more Spanish language in the local media. I know Katie and Kay's got a morning show, which is great. We've talked about, you know, how could we best incorporate some more translation services. So good on you guys, Rampage, for that. You know, they've got a touch on the soccer coaches, the Rams soccer coaches, because while they did not go on to the finals, you know, they were making records for sure. And since I'm talking about students for the last couple minutes, another really sweet thing, if you have not been to the Powers Arts Center, it's just off Highway 82 outside of Carbondale. It is absolutely magical. Right here in Carbondale, we have original Andy Warhols. It's incredible. And what was really neat was some of the middle schoolers at Ross Montessori did a lesson on pop art, and they were able to showcase the results of that lesson, their interpretations of pop art. They were able to exhibit that at the Power Center alongside some of the great masters. And I mean, how cool is that? That's going to be a memory that I imagine they'll keep for a long time. It's a beautiful, beautiful center, all Japanese-inspired architecture. If you're just kind of stressing out in the state of affairs or in your world and need a meditative break, I highly recommend getting out of Dodge for a quick little amazing culture shot right here in Carbondale. So there are many more things in this issue's paper, but if I'm a slave to word count in the newspaper, I'm a slave to the clock on the radio. So I am Megan Tackett, going to sign off here. It is about 4:29 on KDNK. You've been listening to Everything Under the Sun.